Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Red Room. Welcome. I am your host, Ms. Behaven, Ms. Unleashed. Erica, how are you guys doing tonight? Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. How's everyone doing out there? Hope that this week has been giving you pure joy and some relaxation and some productivity and some creativity and some sensuality, all of that, all of the above, during these crazy times that we have going on with all the tragedies and all the just the misfortune that's going on throughout the world. That's something that just cannot be ignored and will be acknowledged. And we just want to make sure that we keep positivity flowing through and giving our prayers out there and giving our thoughts and positive energy out there. Wherever you are, whoever you are, just know that you are not alone and that we are loving on each other unconditionally, whether it's in or outside of the bedroom. We are in the red room tonight, but we are definitely giving out some love, okay? So I just wanted to get that out there. This has been a very interesting day for me. I have to say that it's been very interesting, funny, and thought provoking, and a lot of temptation going on, right? So I want to talk a little bit about just the human condition, more specifically, the sexual response cycle. That sounds more interesting, right? Instead of what did you do today? So I think we want to talk about the sexual response cycle in conjunction to, my interesting adventure today and things I've read and the discussions I've had over the past couple of days. I'd love to share that with you. So, but we will get into a whole lot of good stuff, not just about that, but also for our featured guest. We have a guest tonight, Darlin' Mickey. Darlin' Mickey, she will be joining us on the show shortly. So before we have her come on and we get to ask her some very nice and naughty questions and have her spit her piece for us over the mic, we will get into a quick hot topic about the sexual response cycle, right? So, but before we get started, what are you drinking tonight? What do you have in your glass, in your cup, in your mason jar, in your bottle, in your bag? What you got? So I am I'm sticking with my white wine. I'm sticking with the white wine. So it is my glass of Riesling, nice and chilled and feeling quite right. I'm feeling really good about this. So just so you know, there's a show coming up. Some of you may not have heard. There is a show coming up September 30th. And it's going to be here in Chicago. And it's called Foreplay Poetry, Erotic City. Why Erotic City? Why not? I mean, we are erotic artists, and we are in a city where there is creativity and sensuality just flowing through endlessly, and because I dig Prince. So, of course, I was inspired by the classic tune. I wanted to do a little version to that. So, Foreplay Poetry, Erotic City. Erotic poetry at its best, okay? These Chicago artists are going to give it to you. They're going to give it to you how you like it. And as I mentioned earlier, our featured artist tonight, our guest, Darlin' Mickey, she is one of the guest poets for Foreplay Poetry. And she, along with other artists, Brother Amir, who was on the show last week, and Euphonious, who was on the show the previous week, will be joining in with Sheila Bond. And we have Akanke. Oh, my goodness. She is she's new to the Foreplay Poetry circle. So she is definitely going to rock the mic. And, of course, you have our host, Disco Poet for R&B, doing this thing. So there is going to be quite a lot of heat happening on September 30th at a Chicago venue called 8458. The address is 8458 South Green Street. Again, that is in Chicago, and the show time is at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. Advance ticket is $20, and you can get that online through Eventbrite. We can also accept cash at the door. $25 cash at the door. We also have a $50 VIP package. What does that entail? Well, reserve seating, VIP seating. You get a gift bag. That gift bag will include some massage oil, a CD with some sexy-ass music by DJ G Wiz, and an Unleash journal, Unleash Your Inhibitions journal. Just so you can write your sexy, freaky thoughts, and hopefully you can share it with us in the near future. Speaking of Unleash Your Inhibitions will be coming up soon after in November, so more details to come. So as you see, y'all, I've been kind of busy. I've been quite busy trying to get things right for you and the artists and the staff who are working behind the scenes. They're working it out. They're making sure that they're right and to make you right. And that's what it's all about, making sure that we all have a good time. And you can walk out of there feeling quite good and feeling unleashed, right? So Foreplay is the show before the show. And Foreplay Poetry is all about just the erotic poet. It's just featuring nothing but erotic poetry. And then Unleash Your Inhibitions, that is the plethora of all. So you have the erotic poetry. And you also have the dancers. You have the Unleashed models. It's just nonstop entertainment all the way around. Music, fashion, dance, and, of course, poetry. So we put all that sexy gumbo into Unleash Your Inhibitions. And then we end off the year, Disco Poet hosting his annual most talked about event, the Debauchery Ball. So that's an event that he hosts, that he produces, and that he welcomes all uninhibited souls to. So we want to build that up, right? We want to build it up, Foreplay, then unleash it, and then go into some debauchery. So we just keep rolling with it, all the way. All the way to the very end, okay? So now that I put all that plugging in there, let me just take a sip and make sure that you guys are feeling good. How you feel? As long as you're feeling all right, I'm feeling all right. That's all that matters. So let's talk about the human sexual response, right? The sexual response cycle, it goes in waves, right? So, let me tell you. So, you know, ladies, we spend time with a man. You're attracted to the man. And, you know, you may get the little butterflies in your stomach. And you know, he's kind of like checking you out and, you know, giving you that, hey, girl. Look, and, you know, you really feeling him, and he's feeling you, and getting that good vibe and everything. You get a chance to get, you're getting a chance to know each other. You're flirting, but you're talking about some, you know, some things that have some weight to it, so you kind of know each other's, you know, style, swag, intellect, all that stuff, likes and dislikes. Well, so that happens. Then you get to know the person, and, you know, weeks, months go by. So you're getting comfortable. Now you're more comfortable with this person, and the sexual tension continues to build. You have not done anything yet because you're trying to wait. You're like, you know, let's just make sure this is right. So it continues on. Now, the moment of truth is about to happen. So you're with this person, and that desire, that lust is just overwhelming. It's like overpowering, right? You're like, you know, man, you know, I want him. And it's okay to want him because, you know deep down inside he wants you too. You're doing the freak touches, the little taps in between, maybe even the light kisses, the kisses on the forehead, kisses, on the fingertip or something like that. All that stuff, it's getting your body all nice and warm. So now that desire is there, and you go into the next step. Now you're into some really heavy foreplay, whether it's kissing, the massaging, and, now clothes are starting to get kind of removed, real slick, and removing clothes is like a dance performance. I swear it is. It's a striptease. It has to be done, to a certain rhythm, not like a music rhythm, but to the human rhythm, right? To the rhythm of lust. So you two are removing each other's clothing and you're kissing while you're at it. That's ladies, have you realized that if you wear stilettos and you wear some jeans, some fitted jeans, there's some balance in that, and you're trying to make sure you don't twist your ankle in the process, or get stabbed by the shoe or something, by the heel. So you two are going through this little sexy dance, and wait a minute, what if he says, I need you to keep the heels on? So now you got these fitted jeans on, and you got the stilettos. So now you got to, get through that, and you have to figure out, okay, I have to take the heels off, just take the jeans off, and then put the heels back on. Anyway, I digress. So you go through this whole dance of removing clothing. And then what happens? Do you continue? In the back of your mind, you're like, girl, maybe you should just wait just a little bit longer because you just need to, just to make sure this is the right time. Or the freaking you just like, go and get it. Get you some right now. You need the dust hit off of the cooch. Go ahead and just knock it out. Go ahead. Get it. He's right there. So have you ever had like that gut feeling? Like, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I need your thoughts on that. What do you do when your first mind tell you you really shouldn't? But your body is like just going into like heating everything around. Your ears are hot. That's how hot you are. What do you do? Do you stop that cycle? Do you stop that sexual response cycle from happening? So let's think about that. So if you're in that situation, do you just go ahead and just, I'm just going to go ahead and just answer to what my body needs, or do you go by what your mind is saying? And be honest with yourself. I'm sure some of you have, gone against that that little voice, and just go ahead and do it because it's going to feel good right now in the moment, but you probably regret it later, but okay, fuck it. I'm going to do it right now. So what do you do? And so I just want to hear your input on that. So if you have thoughts on that, please give me a call. I'd like to know what you think about that. Area code 657-383-0398. Let me know. Moving forward, so the sexual response cycle, there is a sequence of physiological events that happen, that take place, and we want to discuss that tonight. That's what I want to discuss before we bring on tonight's guest. What is the first stage of it? Desire, just like I was talking about when you're with that person and you're lusting over them. The initial stage in the sexual response cycle for men and women is called desire. So it's that urge for sexual intimacy or the sexual gratification to take place. It takes place mostly in your mind. So your libido is working into overdrive, but it starts in your mind, and it's considered as step one. Okay, there are many cues that incite this desire. It could be whether it's physical or it can be psychological, and they come big or small, but you stimulate it by different things, right? So you may desire someone one way, but they may desire you in a different way. But it does not mean it's right or wrong. It just is. So different cues, some examples of cues of being desired, visual. We all know that men are very visual, right? So the appearance of a particular person, something that's physically appealing to that person, their attributes, something that just really clicked to them. So whether the color of someone's eyes is just so, you know, so sexy to them, or it can be the shape of their mouth. Those are, you know, just different parts of their body that may really stick out, or just the overall person, overall being physically. That sticks out. That's where people find the visual stimuli. So that's one. Two, auditory. The sound of someone's voice or their size, their breathing, their moans. It can be synonymous to a song, a poem, or just something pleasant that just kind of clicks. They like the way someone speaks, or their laugh, you know, all those sounds. So that's auditory. The way someone smells, their body odor, or their perfume, the pheromones, the scent of someone's body may turn someone on right away. What do you wear? Some people don't wear oils or perfumes, do they? They just go by just their natural body scent. So, you know, good old soap and water just work, and then that's that. For some folks, they like to wear a certain oil. I like to wear oils. I love oils. I think oils just last longer. But then I do like the body sprays when I'm feeling a certain way, I guess. You know, I have body sprays that I sometimes play with to have that different airy, whatever, flowery type scent. Another cue for desire is kinesthetic. So someone's attracted to the physical activity of that person, the way they dance. If they're into sports, if they're doing yoga, some type of movement. I know that there are people who are attracted to dancers for different reasons, you know, because dancers are athletic, dancers are flexible, they're very open as far as, you know, how they express themselves. So there's the affinity for dancers, whether they're, you know, club dancers or ballet dancers or belly dancers, hip-hop dancers, steppers even, just the way they move. A woman can be attracted to a man, just the way he moves his body, the way he dances with a partner, if he's doing salsa or something, and vice versa. A man can admire a woman for the way she moves her body. Another cue is the way someone feels. If you're attracted to someone by the way they feel, a man loves to touch a woman's shoulder because it's soft. Her soft skin on her shoulder just really turns him on. Or women like to touch a man's back because of those firm muscles or just, you know, play with hair because it just feels soft in the scalp. I mean, we all know about the scalp massages. Sometimes we have that desire for someone because of a fantasy. There's a fantasy that someone has actually kind of almost brought to life. You know, you may have this fantasy, and then you meet someone that's like, damn, she's like my fantasy girl, or he's like, you know, the man of my dreams, or the fantasy man, you know. So you think about all that. So think about what gets your desire going. And this is all individual. This is something that it doesn't hit everyone the same way. So whatever your life experience is, you may connect it to that person you're attracted to. So think about all those things. Desire can be affected by many factors as well. And, I mean, you may like the person for who they are physically and everything, but, you know, let's make sure that's for the right reasons and not for ulterior motives too. So think about that. It's important to note that when you feel desire for someone without any object of desire, just a feeling of wanting the sexual gratification, that's what it's all about. So you may feel that desire without all the stuff that I just named, you know, and you just have that desire for that person, period, point blank, bottom line. So, you know, there's no right or wrong to it, but these are just some factors that can be expressed. Step two, okay, that was step one. Step one is desire. Step two is excitement. So you have this excitement for someone. We all get that, right? That the butterflies in the stomach, you're aroused by that person. Everything they do just excites you. I mean, they can trip over something and you think that's the cutest thing, or they do a stupid dance, you know, like that is so sexy, it turns me on, you can get some now. I mean, it does initiate the important processes of getting it on, right? So you're excited about the person, your blood is flowing, you're allowing your hormones to just take over, okay? We all know about what our body goes through when we're excited, right? You know, if we really want to get deep into this, which, okay, sure. So in women, we know that when we get excited, there are some things that happen to our bodies. So our breasts may increase in size. We get wet. Upper portion of the vagina, it widens, the uterus rises, there's some swelling happening, we're ready for the man. And then the penis becomes erect, we know that, the scrotum thickens, and the testicles rise up closer to the body, here we go. All right, so now we get all that out of the way, we're like excited, we are excited. All right, so next stage, the plateau. During the stage, all the physiological changes that took place in the arousal phase, it just pretty much intensified, and there's like this sense of needing to orgasm, okay? So all the muscle tension, the breathing, the pulse rate, the blood pressure, all of that increases, and you know, you might even get some muscle spasms going on in your face or your hands or your feet, you know? You ready. In this stage, women experience what is known as the orgasmic platform. So part of her vagina becomes even more engorged, okay, tightening and narrowing the portion of the vagina. The uterus elevates fully, and all these things are happening. Lubrication, of course, increases, and nipples become larger. All this stuff is happening. In men, the penis is rock hard. Okay, that's pretty much it. Rock hard. and the glands of the penis, it swells fully, and now everything is happening, and then the man may secrete some pre-ejaculatory fluid, which may contain some sperm. So we all know about that. We're all grown, right? We all know that, you know, sperm, that means, you know, there's also possibilities of pregnancy right there, right? All right. Final stage, orgasm. Ta-da. Must I even continue? That should be like the end of it. Orgasm. All right. So we all know what happens during that stage, right? It's understand that it's not always accompanied by ejaculation of semen in the male. Okay, so that's an FYI. Think about that. Okay, and just as a extra stage, there's that resolution. This is the fifth and final stage of the sexual response cycle. So this stage is basically where the body just goes back to normal, and your heartbeat and your breathing is slowed back down, and your muscles are relaxed, and you're all good. You're all good. Now you go on about your regular day, and take a sip of coffee and be like, yeah, okay, it's time to go to work. This is all happening before you go to work, by the way. Wouldn't that be something? That'd be amazing. That would be extremely amazing. I love that. So now that I've mentioned all of that, all that naughty stuff, and all the stages to the human cycle, the sexual cycle, how do you guys feel about that? Whew, I'm almost just flushed by that. Hey, give me a call if you like, 657-383-0398. And let me know what your thoughts are about what I just shared with you, about everything that's orgasm, and this, the do-re-mi of getting to that stage of orgasm, the sexual response cycle. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are going to take a quick break while I refill my glass, and pretty soon we will be chatting with darling Mickey about her poetry and erotica. All right? So see you back in a couple seconds. Go ahead and fill up your glass while I fill up mine, all right? Don't be selfish with that.
my legs wide and show you what I like to do. Enter these walls and consume me until I scream out in complete submission. No intermissions, no inhibitions, just give it to me.
All right. We are back. How did you enjoy that song, y'all? How did you enjoy that? That was rough. Spoken Word by Black Widow, music by DJ Alicia, and Mike Dunn, Chicago's artists, are doing their thing. Rough. All right, so I decided that I needed to play that whole song. In its entirety, because you know, this is what we do. This is what we do. So we are waiting for Darling Nikki to get herself together, and but meanwhile, how are you guys feeling out there? Give me your thoughts about my topic about the sexual response cycle. What do you think about that? Or if there are any people out there who want to recite a poem, I'm all for it. So give me a minute to of your time to recite a poem. Please and thank you. There's a poem that I thought was pretty nice. I like this piece. I want you to teach me. I'm ready to learn. I want you to teach me the warmth of your breath, the weight of your body. I want to experience the trembles, heat, sweat, fire, eyes, convulsions, gas, thrust, spasms, until I can barely breathe. Educate me with your mouth, tongue, shoulders, arms, fingers, chest, hips, thighs, legs, feet, toes. I want you to teach me. I'm ready to learn. Class begins right now. That poem is by Michelle Renee Picon from her piece called Teach Me. So just wanted to give you a little bit of poetry in motion, okay? I do have a call coming in. Let's see, who do we have here? Who do we have on the line? So, caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Well, okay, so I want to ask you, just from your perspective, the initial question I asked was if you was in a situation, a very hot and heavy situation with a man, things are really
mm-hmm.
getting in deep, you've been getting to know him for a while, and then there's that moment of truth where you could either go all the way in or just pull back and not do it. Have you ever had in the back of your mind like, ooh, girl, don't do it, hold out, but then your body goes against it and say, you got to go ahead and do it. Have you ever listened to your first mind and just pull away, or
yes.
Have you always been kind of like opposite?
I've been known to pull away and just listen to my intuition to avoid certain emotional attachments until I actually know I'm completely ready to give in.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Oops. Okay. do you give yourself a calendar, like how many days you will hold out on sex? Have you done that?
No, I don't do the calendar thing. It's just so 90s, you know? I mean, granted,
mm-hmm.
I like to get to know a person, and I'm not just going to jump head first. That's just not who I am. I basically, mm-hmm. you know, I flow with the friendship, and it has to be a relationship. If it's not a relationship, it's not happening. So a lot of men do have motives, though. Some, they can play like they're having a relationship with you just to test
mm-hmm.
the waters with you. And I examine a lot of that behavior. So Yeah, I basically go on my feelings, but I don't rush into that aspect of my life. Although sometimes I do have those urges, as a human does.
Okay. Good. Do you write poetry?
Yes, I do.
You do.
I write it and I love it. I write about. Sure. Well, let's see. Let me. I write about my feelings a lot. I really do.
Okay.
So maybe I could share one or two lines.
You said one or two lines. What about like a poem? Go ahead.
I mean, it's like my memory right now is like caught off guard, but I wrote this poem. I broke up with someone really special, so and it just brings tears to my eyes. But now I can actually say the first few lines without crying. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'll try not to laugh. Oh my God. Okay. My eyes cry tears of autumn rain. No one tear remains the same. With each teardrop falls autumn rain. Each one stands for R. I'm ready, but he's not. A, let's aim for the sky without me feeling like I'm by myself. I, let's be individuals and come together as a whole. And N, not plan, but actually doing what's best for the relationship and the interest at hand. My eyes cry tears. No one tear remains the same. It was something like that.
Nice. You memorized that? Okay.
Yeah, it's just nice. When you have that one and you regret it, that's what I went through. And it's just, it's bringing back memories. Let's move forward.
Okay. We don't want to do that. So let's move forward. Okay, so here's my other question. Now, earlier I mentioned something about like the sexual response cycle that people that we all go through, as far as like being attracted to someone. You have that the initial cycle of the desire, and then you're going through that excitement, and then all of a sudden there's that plateau where you're almost there, then you have the orgasmic state, and then the resolve. So with that, this is all like now getting all technical and into some school book type madness. Knowing that that I think that I know that you have some background when it comes to relationships. What do you think about folks who are practicing sex therapy? What do you think about that?
I think it's amazing because so many couples need sex therapy. I mean, honestly, it's a lot of things that I'm learning with certain, let's say, components of my classes. I mean, it doesn't touch on the subject itself per se, but, you know, it could mean intimacy. It could mean how some couples, you know, they don't express themselves for fear of hurting another person's feelings. And I think that therapy can help, you know, a healthy couple, or even just individuals as a whole. It certainly, you know, helped me along the lines, mentally, move past a lot.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've met a young lady today who is going for her certification in that field, and it seems to be growing, you know, and growing in popularity. A lot of people are getting involved into that that field and that career, and hopefully it's not just like a trend, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not a trend. Actually, a lot of SLEs, you know, they have to know that, you know, family life educators, because I'm actually studying intimate relationships. So it's definitely, you know, something to dive into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you learn a lot not only on the sexual plateau, but only in the intimate plateau on the way men think. And you get these views from how other men actually think about women, how we do miscommunicate their actions with their words at times, because it's true, men think differently than women about it, but that's how they express themselves intimately, as what women express themselves emotionally through it.
Okay. How do you think men express themselves? You're saying that women express themselves emotionally, so men express themselves how? If they're not through emotion, how do they express it?
Their emotions are expressed, but a lot of men don't verbalize it. They use their senses, or either they go through it physically, because some men, that's how a lot of men, majority of them are, at least in my experience, where they won't, like, so much demonstrate how they feel through their communication, but they will show you through their affection. And I've actually learned a lot about that in my intimate relationships class. It's just amazing how men perceive it. Like, for instance, one individual, I won't mention his name, told me that women, you know, tend to, not all women, but some women tend to use sex as a control, a form to control a man, you know, just as a woman would see certain things about men. It's true. I couldn't debate it. He had a lot of great points on it. You know, he gave examples and everything about how some women control sex and whatnot, you know, especially if it's a good man and they know that they want that man to be the father of their child. So, I mean, honestly, even though I was a man, he mentioned certain things, he did make a lot of great points. So we debate about it every single day.
Okay. That is interesting. That's interesting. All right, great. Well, thank you so much, caller. I know that I caught you off guard with the poetry.
But I love it. I love it. I'll
get back in. Thank you so much.
Writing. Thanks for the encouragement.
Yes, please write, 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 write. And anytime you want to express yourself on a mic, you are welcome to do so. So,
thank you. Maybe we'll hear your port.
Yeah, I would love to share the mic with you. So we will.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
And you do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys. So I thank you, caller, for calling in and giving your input on the dating and the relationships and how we all express each other, because it's definitely different levels to this madness, isn't it, when it comes to dating and relationships and sex. There's so much that we think we know, but there's always something new that pops up. So, you know, so I'm always for sharing different viewpoints on that. We've talked about several topics in the past few weeks when it comes to the erogenous zones and tantric sex. Do you remember all of that? And the sexual compatibility, especially through zodiac signs, astrological signs. So what else can we talk about that may intrigue you? If you have a topic that you would like for me to delve into in upcoming shows, please feel free. Give me a call, or you can also leave a note in my Unleash Your Inhibitions Facebook page, and I will check that and respond to it immediately. Guests, you can call in tonight at 657-383-0398. I'm taking calls now. And we will keep it moving and keep it going, right? So we're going to take a quick break and enjoy this next song. And this is an old school house track. I think you'll enjoy this. And I'll get back to you in 2 minutes.
Moving to the top.
Okay. We are back. All right. So we are just keeping it moving. Are you guys hanging in there with me? I still got my glass of Riesling. I hope you got your glass, bottle, cup, mason jar. Let me know what you got. All right. All right. So I'm going to take this straight from a book and leave you on this note. This is from a book called The Everything Orgasm Book by Amy Cooper. And this is about the art of seduction. All right, so listen in. She says, getting someone interested in having sex with you is an exciting endeavor. Depending on the circumstances, it can be either very easy or completely impossible. Still, you can have fun trying. There are many ways to entice and seduce someone into a sexual encounter with you. Most include somehow conveying that you want to make your potential lover feel really good, whatever it takes. If you can do that with your words, actions, and behaviors, then you are off to a good start. Confidence, born from experience and pleasuring others, will also help, as will being comfortable with your own sexuality. But even if you don't have much experience, fear not, because a willingness to learn can be very seductive. All right? And then she goes into different sections about that, about seduction. So there's the art of flirting. There's dressing flirtatiously, eye contact, a flirtatious talk, the body language, and building that sexual tension. So I think those are all part of the art of seduction that we put into one big old jumbo envelope and seal it. All right, so... I want you to just think about that. Here's a fun fact for you. In the Victorian era, women used fans as playful props to send their flirtatious messages. A fan placed near the heart was a signal that the admirer had won the lady's love. A fan pressed to her lips meant her admirer could kiss her. To show she was in love, a lady would hide her eyes behind an open fan. All right, so there's your fun fact. Take that sex history and use that for your next dinner party. All right. So we are having some difficulties, technical difficulties here with having darling Mickey, but we will try to resume. I have her on the upcoming show, upcoming program. So for those of you who were anticipating listening to Mickey and the interview and her pieces, fear not. We will check back and do this again, all right? And I will definitely keep you posted. So I want to thank you guys for listening in and tuning in. I really appreciate you. And once again, 4Play Poetry Show is September 30th at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. Tickets are $20 in advance if you go through Eventbrite. Just search for 4Play Poetry Erotic City and you'll find us. The show is located at 8458 South Green. And as I mentioned, it's September 30th. Show starts at 8 p.m. It's hosted by disco poet Gahara D. And along with Darling Mickey, we have Sheila Bonds, we have Tuyini Akanke, Euphonious, and Brother Amir as our performers. DJ G Wiz will handle the sound. Disco poet Gahara D is hosting. Myself will be there in attendance doing what I do. And with all that said and done, I want to thank you guys for listening in and continue loving on each other as I love on you. All right? Take care. Peace.
Lord, I did a play.